the flagship station for Clemson football.
Throw, gonna throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side out by the hash, the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, if she didn't get that great piece of jewelry she wanted for Christmas, or you didn't get that special design, it's never too late. Reed's Jewelers has that save the day thing going on, and a lot of great things going on. And don't forget now, we've got Valentine's Day right around the corner. Here's the great deal for you at Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haven Mall, right in the middle of it all. Family owned, family operated, with great savings on Valentine's Day, great selection on Valentine's Day. Wally Odom's team won the best in the country again, the best in the whole company again this past year. Find out why. Do your shopping there. Reed's Jewelers, REEDS.com, upper level of the Haven Mall, right in the middle of it all. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. William is in Georgia. Good morning, William. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Mickey Plow?
Nothing much, man. No, we're doing great. We hope you are, too.
I'm good. How's your linebacker doing?
He's great. I appreciate you asking about him, by the way. And had a little doctor's appointment yesterday, and the word perfect was brought up again. So everything's great. We're blessed.
That's good. That's good. I seen on Bulldog 247 that we hired a new OC yesterday. Has anything come across your desk about it?
No, he – now, what I had saw is that they offered it to Eddie Grand, the Kentucky – University of Kentucky offensive coordinator, but Grand turned them down. So, I think they're still looking.
Oh. All right, then. Well, I was just wondering what you heard. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
That's the thing. I'll tell you this, William. Look, right now – you don't have either coordinator. You've got your offensive line coach, your offensive coordinator left to go to a SEC division rival, East rival. Your one of your East rivals, Kentucky, your offensive coordinator turns you down. You got juniors that are leaving, and it doesn't look good. In the end, when the dust settles, he'll have a good staff. He'll have a very talented roster. You'll be fine. But there's some leadership needs to go on in Athens right now because Kirby's getting adversity for the first time in Athens.
Well, I mean, it makes you wonder if he's cleaning house, to be honest with you. But I was thinking about that Kentucky offensive coordinator. I was thinking my mouth was salivating because the weapons – look what he done with Kentucky, and he didn't have near about the weapons he'd have at Georgia. We agree on that, correct?
Yeah. You're more talented. You saw that when they faced each other. You're much more talented.
Yeah. All right, brother. Y'all have a good day, and I just wanted to see if you'd heard anything.
Thank you, a lot of this looks like philosophy and what you want to do. If you hire Eddie Grant's been around for a million years. He's been around the SEC for a million years. If you hire Eddie Grant, you know, you're going to that pound and ground kind of thing. We'll see what you do. I think that's what you need to do anyway. You lost two more good wide receivers. You got a great offensive line. That's what you're going to do. Texas said James Coley's going to be the offensive coordinator probably. You know, keep it in house. I get that. I don't think the offense is broken. I think you should probably do that anyway. Defense coordinator wise, there's going to be some guys that are moving around. There's still some Alabama moves. So maybe you go get Alabama's defensive coordinator when it's all said and done. Let's go to our guest lines. I wanted to bring on Shannon Howell, the head golf professional over at Katichi, to talk about what's going on over there. And more than anything else, hey, good morning, Shannon Howell. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Good, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
We're blessed. Hey, more than anything else, you know, this clown I got across the way from me over here, this monkey across the way over here keeps telling me I never get invited. I invite him every single day. Have you? You've never met him. You've never seen him. He's never been to Katichi. But will you at least, he won't go with me, will you at least invite Zach Orr down to Katichi sometime?
Zach, you can come anytime you like, and you don't even have to bring Mickey.
I mean, I appreciate that, buddy. I can't get an invite from Plyler for years now, but I appreciate you reaching out. I really do.
Hey, that's probably better. He doesn't
anytime,
have to go with
you
me.
Just let me know.
Hey, that's why he wasn't coming. He didn't want to go with me. Now I kind of see. I wanted to mainly, the main focus here is to talk about, I think that you guys, you're giving a winter special in January and February, but I'm looking, Shannon, we got some upper 50s and some 60s here in the next couple of days. Early next week. And even though it might not feel like winter, maybe middle of next week, you guys still got a very good rate out there.
Yeah, Yeah, we sure do. We sure do. Yeah, for the month of January and February, our winner rate is $4,250, and that includes the golf cart. Golf course. You know, of course, we're dormant right now, but Superintendent Buck Workman, they've done a great job. After this rainy December we had, golf course in good shape. Greens are, just fantastic right now.
You make the trip from Clemson every day. If there's someone listening right now in Clemson and Anderson and Pendleton, Seneca area, it's a beautiful drive, but it's a short drive, man. I keep talking, people say, I'm going to go to Georgia to play golf, but what am I talking about? 35 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, maybe something like that?
Yeah, here from Clemson, from what I am, it's about 40 minutes or so. Pendleton Anderson, you're just cutting off an extra 10 minutes or so, but an easy ride, pretty ride by the lake. Love going by seeing the sunrise on the way to work every morning by the lake.
I want you to talk to Zach as well. He's getting married, and I'm trying to think the last time, Shannon. Now, last year I probably spent 10 days at Katiche. I need to spend more. The more I'm at Katiche, the better. But of the 10 days I was there, I bet you I saw 8 weddings and 8 very happy brides and 8 very happy grooms and families. I don't know if I've ever seen a more beautiful wedding venue, especially on this side of the country like this. I think the next last time I was there, you had a great big Rotary or one of those big civic organizations that were there. You guys really excel when it comes to hosting those type of events.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we've got, Liz Johnson is our events coordinator, and she does, 8 or 10 weddings rehearsals a year. Two great venues. Our ballroom in the clubhouse, easily, sits 250 people for that wedding if you want it inside. Beautiful window, a venue right outside on the back terrace overlooking the golf course. We just had one out there about a month ago. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're right, Rotary comes once a week. They do their lunch meetings. We've got, several different event spaces from, 10 or 15 person, luncheon meeting to, like we said, a, 250 person wedding or Christmas party or anything like that. She was very, very busy the month of December with Christmas parties.
You've been around some great people, some great places in your career. But the industry's changed a little bit. I want to get you to talk about this because you got to provide everything. Food's got to be a big part of it now. I know you have some major plans for 2019 and a lot of stuff y'all are doing there. It's not just golf. You got to have lessons and club fitting. You got to have spas and you got to have accommodations. You got to have food. You got to have venue space. And all the things you've seen out this way, the industry's changed, right? Don't you have to just provide so many different options because so many people are looking for their own individual option nowadays.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely being in a small town of Hartwell, we've got to reach out to different areas to bring in business. And like you said, it's come and, spend the weekend with us. We've got lodge suites upstairs in the clubhouse. We've got a couple the golf cabin and lake house where you can stay also. But, come, stay, play golf. Have breakfast, lunch, whatever it might be. It's a neat, great facility, great facilities that, kind of a destination, type facility.
No doubt about it. We'll talk with Jeff later about lessons and all that kind of stuff. The rate, $42.50, it's like stealing out this way. You should do like whatever the high temperature is that day. One of those deals one time of if it's in the 30s, you'll pay 30. If you get in the 50s, pay 50. But it's going to be in the 60s, and you're still charging a winter rate coming up here soon. Hey, if anybody has any questions, Shannon, what's the best way to get in touch with you guys? The best for any questions about anything going on with the great property you guys have at Katiche?
Yeah, the number in the golf shop is 706-856-3323. And my email is shannon@katiche.com.
I can remember that one easy. I love getting those emails. Keep them sending. Keep those specials coming, brother. Can't wait to see you guys, man. And is Greg going to let you off to come to the parade tomorrow?
He is. He is. I'm got to get all the winter gear. Might be a little cold start for that crazy morning, but the boys and I we're looking forward to it.
That sounds great. Get the hand warmers from the golf course. Hey, man, always appreciate you guys' support, and always love hearing from you guys.
You got it. Thank you, Mickey.
All right,
come
buddy.
See you, Zach.
All right. Yep, he'll do it, man. I'm going to get him out this way. They'll sell those little hand warmers to you. You might need them tomorrow. I am going to bundle up. I might be blanket guy tomorrow. But I can tell you this, I'm going over. You don't miss that. As far as the parade itself is concerned, as far as the stadium celebration itself is concerned, it's just going to be cold. It's going to be dry tomorrow, but it's just going to be cold. As I mentioned in our first hour, be very patient coming in, patient with your parking. There's a lot of people who try to cram into a small space, but get there early. That is one of the most important things. And I talked to the city officials and the police guys here in Clemson, are great men and women in blue here in Clemson, and they just encourage you to get here early, be safe, and be patient, and be kind to each other. You will be, because everybody's in a great mood. I was talking to some of the downtown merchants, or actually one of the downtown merchants yesterday, and man, they're excited about it as well. There's just going to be, tomorrow's going to be one of those days with the basketball game, with the parade, with the stadium celebration. All your restaurants and all your downtown vendors are buying all your national championship apparel. It's going to be a zoo. But you know what, Zach? It's going to be a fun zoo tomorrow.
You're hoping that the restaurants and bars downtown are prepared for it?
They are.
They were not last time.
They weren't?
No.
Really?
No. They were woefully understaffed.
Well, the main thing there, you can say that, but the main thing there is you can't staff enough. There's no way to be properly staffed through that. You just got too many people waiting, too many lines of people. We're not, the logistics, like we can't accommodate everybody. It's not made for.
I'm talking one person behind the bar, one person in the kitchen staffed.
Hey, well, you got to do it.
You got to have more than that.
Yeah. But buy me anything. Get there early. Pack your food, bring your patience, and bring your wallet to buy a bunch of stuff over this way. Looking forward to that. So 654 Roar, 654-7627.
Yeah, be quicker on that.
Texas said, how early is early? Didn't go in 2016. I'm not experiencing this, and maybe folks can call in this segment of the show and tell us more about this. I'm not very experienced in this stuff because I didn't do the parade last time. We just went to the stadium. Now, I would say this. Get in the stadium and they will have the parade on the screens. That's just my that's my idea. That's my advice to you. Just from some details of it again, the parade route is going to start over at in the Key Street area, across from Sloan Street, and then they'll go down College Avenue. They'll turn left right there at TD's and Subway onto 93. It will go in front of Bowman Field. I think Bowman Field would be a great place to watch all that. It will take a right there at Calhoun. Is that Calhoun Drive? Right there. At the President's House. Right there. Yeah. No, not the President's House. Won't go up that far. Turn right at
turn right. You're going to ride Bowman all the way around.
Right.
Past Tillman. In front.
Right. Past Tillman. Yep. And then down the hill, down Fort Hill Street, down the hill into Death Valley.
Yep.
Now the timeline, the parade will start at 9 a.m. and include players, coaches, administrators, invited guests. I talked to Rodney Williams yesterday. He's in the parade. I think that's great. Tiger Band, cheerleaders, rally cats, mascots, so much more. Adam and Anderson said, I was in the stadium at 7:30 last year. So the gates of Memorial Stadium will open at 7 tomorrow. And they're going to be playing highlights and replays from the national championship game on the video board until the parade starts at 9. So you get 2 hours of highlights in the national championship game.
Obviously being at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Huh?
I'll be sleeping at 7 o'clock tomorrow.
You will?
Oh, yeah. You're going to be out there at 7?
I'm making my way down there. Yeah.
No, I thought you were doing your whole breakfast spiel.
Nah, my wife has to work.
Oh, man.
The parade will be on the video board, so you can do this. That's why I say get in the stadium early. Stadium celebration at 10:30. Coaches, players, special guests will be there. And then at noon, go over and watch basketball. On your way home tomorrow at 4 o'clock, listen to the game again. Listen to the game coming in at 8:30 on WCCP. We got the game. And then listen to the game coming up afterwards on the way home for all that. So that just be just an absolute heck of a lot of fun. In case you did not see it, fairly late last night, around 9 o'clock last night, Cleveland Farrell announced that he is leaving. In his announcement yesterday. He said, it all started with Coach Venables and my former position coach, Marion Hobby. They're the reason I came to Clemson, and every day I stepped on the field, I wanted to prove myself to them because I know they expected great things from me. Coach Sweeney, he is the reason I say Clemson is where I needed to be and not where I wanted to be. The love he has for his players is unmatched, and he taught me about having a vision for life and how to build my foundation, which is Christ, and it's why it's so important for me and my success. Also, Coach Bates and Coach Skeet, that's Lemansky Hall, y'all gave me some of the best memories at Clemson. I've told you both I love you. I've got y'all, and y'all know, I know y'all have got my back through anything. To my mother and family, you've been my backbone throughout my life, and I've always wanted to make you proud. You've given me everything I needed to be successful when you couldn't do it for yourself, and I continue to be the best for you. And the Clemson family, you are the best fans in the world, and you're the reason why this decision was hard, because the people here, what make it so special. I am blessed to be a part of this family. Lastly, to my teammates, to my brothers, I can honestly say my love for y'all is deeper than football, and I will always cherish the time that we have and continue to spend time together, as my kids will call y'all uncle one day. Cleveland Farrell announcing that he's decided to announce he's declaring for the NFL draft and will continue to chase my dream, being the best me I can be. Truly, Zach Orr, truly one of the all-time greats, ACC Defensive Player of the Year. But more than that, a lot like Christian Wilkins, one of those personalities that you've seen around town for 4 years now, and one of those leaders on a team that, as good as he was on the field, and he was All-American, ACC Defensive Player of the Year guy, he was just as important in that leadership of who he is and what he's about.
Your starting defensive line is gone now. They've all moved on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot to handle if you're Clemson for next year. But Cleveland specifically was a pleasure to watch. Fast off the ball, will probably have a lot of success at the next level, and we look forward to watching him as his career progresses at the NFL level.
There are guys that come through here that do their time and do everything right, and you really love and you care about. And then there's those other guys that just go that little extra, that give that little extra, that show that love a little extra. And I talked to him one time in a line at a grocery store of appreciate you coming back and, you know, everything you said about this place. But he really believes that. Like, that's not speak of all that. He really believes who he is, who this place is, and what he says about this place. And a lot of them feel this way. Cleveland was able to articulate this. But there's no doubt in my mind of being around this place now for 45 years. And you and your family being around this place for, well, your dad and your uncle's been around this place for, you know, 30, 40 years, whatever, and then you've been around this place now all your life of seeing it, that we talk. Bubba Britton sent me a text the other day. He goes, man, can we not say Clemson Nation anymore, Tiger Nation. Let's say Clemson family, because that's what we believe in. But every once in a while, you'll see someone come through it that feels that loves it the way that we think we love it and is able to articulate it that way. And Cleveland Farrell was certainly one of those.
Absolutely.
That he's a member of the family because he feels about it the same way that those 60,000 that pile in there tomorrow, they love it like that way. He loves it like that way, too. It wasn't just a place to play college football.
Do you love it like I love it? And he was that guy.
Yep.
And that makes sense to us. That resonates with us.
Yep.
And he'll forever be remembered.
No doubt.
Because of it.
No doubt about that. Let's take a break. Bob Iback's going to tell us about these footballs and how we can do that. Looking forward to that. Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. I met between Dallas and California, I was meeting with some local folks here about the growth in Clemson, the growth in Greenville, the growth in Pendleton and Anderson and Seneca and all what's going on. And we were talking about the building projects that are going on and people's desire to get here and manufacturing plants that are coming and what the way our economy is changing around here. And the name Trail was brought up. And about, all the places that you'll see and all the things they're doing over here. And that's wonderful to think about. When you have that next thought of building that next building, I want you to think about my great friends at Trail. The Better Building Process works starting with them very, very early in this process is the best way to go about it. They can save it at any point in time. Call Trehel, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. My great friends at Trehel want to just talk to you about what they do, how they do, and they're going to ask you some questions that you've never been asked before. Why are you building? Because that'll get them to their answer of how they're going to build for you. To find out more, get in touch with my great friends at Trehel, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Hey, break. We'll come back. If you want one of these national championship footballs, I will tell you how. Bob Iback will tell you how to do that and how to support a great cause after the short break.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show. January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers!
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices. The lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Hey, First Class Halt, their name says it all. H-A-L-T, First Class Halt. That's Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Let them work on yours right now. As I got up and it was 27 degrees this morning, it reminded me to tell you about their cold weather, their extreme cold weather service. Don't be stranded because of extreme cold weather. They get your vehicle ready for this 32-point safety inspection. I hope you didn't have this issue this morning. They can do all the temperature protective level of engine coolant and test your pressure test your cooling system and check the battery. You know, batteries are get worn down this time of year. Also, you know, your tire pressures change. Checking your fluid levels, topping all those off, make sure you got your moisture content for your brake level fluid and all this kind of stuff. With ice on the roads, you're going to check those lights, those brake lights and hazard lights and all that for you. This special, only $69.99. It's a great deal at First Class Halt. To find out more about how you can service that Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota, two great locations. These are really good people, honest as the day is long. People at First Class Halt. It's firstclasshalt.com. Look at those specials. Look at the ways they can do the shuttle stuff for you. And their hours and locations in both Anderson and Greenville. It's firstclasshalt.com. One of the most popular items we have come across now, and for a great cause, these national championship footballs, these panel footballs, and Bob Iback joins us to tell us about it now. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. It's a pleasure to be with you again. And, I'm thinking, I've been listening to you on the computer this morning, the show. It's a great show, and talking about the big celebration that's going to take place over at Clemson tomorrow, parades. And then I'm on the phone now with a guy named Mickey. It reminds me of my years when I was in New York many years ago in the Bronx, and my dad would take me to some of the World Series parades, and another guy named Mickey Mantle.
How about that now?
Celebrating and the tie-in. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear and watch some of the results from the parade tomorrow because it's always fun. I heard you say about 60,000 people going to be there.
Last time we had 60 to 70, and now we got some cold temperatures tomorrow. But, yeah, they're going to jam that stadium. It'll be a lot of fun for a lot of Clemson fans.
Well, that's great. You know, and we've had a lot of fun this week talking about this football that Wilson's been making and limited edition. And it's not 60,000. It's only 5,000. So when I give out that phone number and website in a few minutes, how you can get your hands on something very historic to help out Extra Yard for Teachers, which is the official charity of the college football playoffs, you're going to want to respond. We're about halfway sold out coming into the show this morning. They're $99. They're full size. They come with a numbered certificate of authenticity. This is the real deal. And on these footballs, which makes them so historic, no college football team, as you know, in the modern era has ever won 15 games or gone 15-0. So this is the first time. And any time you have that on sports memorabilia, it makes it not only historic but very valuable. What you'll get on the football is the official college football playoff logo. It'll say national champions in italic right across the top. Everything is embossed. It's not pad printed. It's embossed on there, so it really pops out. We've got the Clemson logo with that familiar orange tiger paw, which I love. The ACC title logo, the Cotton Bowl logo for the big win against Notre Dame in the semifinal game. And then right in the panel below that is a favorite part of the football on any of these that I've ever done with Wilson, because we will list game by game in chronological order the date of the game, the final score, and the opponent. So, you know, years from now you go back and you say, oh gosh, how did Clemson get here? How did they, what was the fourth game of the season? What was the fifth one? It's all laid out for you from left to right on that panel. So it's a nice keepsake and a reminder of just this fabulous season for the Tigers. So if you'd like to go ahead and order these footballs, there's two ways. Be patient because the phones will be going nuts. We've had constant calls. It's 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. $99 will snag you this football. It's the real deal. Wilson football for the Celebrate the Championship. You can see it online. You can order it there at nicosports.com. NICOsports.com. That's NICOsports.com or 1-800-345-2868. And, Mickey, I have to tell you, In the last 4 or 5 years, we've done so much work with your fine audience and your station there. We're up to over $2.4 million now we've raised for charity. And Extra Yard for Teachers is a great group. It's the fifth year. They've been the official charity. The monies, or a portion of the monies, will go to help out school teachers in the state of South Carolina. Get them extra supplies for their classrooms, get them educational opportunities, and also get them recognition. Well, some of the publicity that's generated from this will enable a teacher maybe to be recognized in a newspaper article on radio or TV. And we've all know, you know, I look back at my own life and career, so many teachers impacted my life as a student when I was in high school or college. So it's a great way to celebrate education, school teachers, as well as get yourself something very historic to celebrate Clemson's third national championship.
Bob, my wife goes to me a lot of these games and the college football playoffs and Extra Yards. They recognize teachers, and she takes a lot of pride in it. She's a former, she's a teacher, and now she's assistant principal. And after your segment the other day, she said, please encourage people to learn more about Extra Yards for Teachers. And she says, firsthand, direct benefits here locally, what it means. And she said it's a tremendous program and has a big effect on teachers' lives, no doubt.
It really does. Well, I do encourage people, you know, if you're going to go out to the parade tomorrow, you want to get a keepsake, well, you can order this very conveniently. You don't have to go out there and worry about carrying something around or buying it there. And only 5,000 of these will ever be made. So that makes it limited. And I guarantee you, I have a little section in my man cave that has just only Clemson stuff because I'm an ACC guy. And I have people coming into my home and looking at the man cave downstairs in our lower basement, and they say, where did you get those Clemson footballs from? They are outstanding. So I know you won't be disappointed when you get these. And, again, only $99 to help out Extra Yard for Teachers. You can call this morning, 1-800-345-2868, or go to the website, nicosports.com. NIKCO sports.com. And we certainly hope that in a few days we can announce that all 5,000 of these footballs are sold out. We're about halftime. We're halfway sold out.
Well, great stuff. Can't wait. We always get one, and I've got a man cave myself of the things going on. Hey, Bob, great luck. I know you'll continue to be heard here in the station. Great luck with everything, and we'll continue to push it, buddy. I hope you have a great weekend.
You do the same, Mickey. It's a pleasure to always talk with you, and a big shout-out again to all your great listeners for their support over the years.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for calling in. That there is no doubt that Extra Yards for Teachers works. 800-345-2868, nicosports.com, N-I-K-C-O, nicosports.com. You can go on the nicosports.com site and see it now. Have you seen it yet, Zach? Looks good. Looks good. All these look good. We had the Deshaun Watson ball. Remember that? We got all four college football playoff balls. But the two natty balls look really, really, really good. That's all you get anyway. Like, you don't care about college football playoff, right? Final four, that means nothing to you. You just want natties over there. I see how you're doing it. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Mr. Orr24, in this segment, I've got to find it again. It looks like Alabama running back Josh Jacobs is leaving. So he is going to leave. Alabama's going to have their deal today. They're having a big press conference down today about their juniors. And it is a ton of them. I'm trying to find all of them on here. But it is a ton of juniors. And also at Alabama, it's kind of crazy now as we keep up with our arch rival, Alabama. They've got another coach that's leaving. Brett Key left for Georgia Tech. We told you that. Mike Locksley left for Maryland. We told you that. We found out last night that Josh Gattis, the wide receiver coach, is leaving. He's going to be the offensive coordinator up at Michigan. So kind of another big turnover deal there. Quickly, Zach, you ready? Tell me go or stay in your gut right now at Alabama. Quinnen Williams, defensive tackle.
Go, go, go.
Jonah Williams, offensive lineman.
Go.
Yeah, he's projected first-round pick, too. Those are first-round picks. Deontay Thompson, safety.
Go.
Raekwon Davis has said he's coming back.
Did he really?
Yep, he is coming back. Mack Wilson, linebacker.
Go.
Mid-round guy there. Irv Smith, tight end.
Stay.
He is projected third-rated tight end, 66th overall pick in the draft. Josh Jacobs is leaving. Afrin Hardaway, junior linebacker.
Stay.
Shaheem Carter, defensive back.
Stay.
Terrell Lewis is staying. He's announced that. Trayvon Diggs, he's staying. Savion Smith, now that becomes a little bit issue there because of the, was that Achilles?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I'm now getting this because I have not seen this yet on Bama Online now. Irv Smith did declare last night, so he's leaving.
Good for him.
So a bunch of Alabama guys, we'll find out. All those guys will make everything official.
He was a non-factor in the championship game.
That's hard to believe. Irv Smith, let me look this up here. Josh Williams is going to join us in a few minutes. Irv Smith in the national championship game, we're coming into that game. We talked about him being O.J. Howard 2.0, right?
You talked about it. I wouldn't hear the nonsense.
You showed me, buddy.
I told you about that.
Did you see what Irv Smith did in big games of the season? Let me get the stats up here.
What did he do in the biggest game of the season?
He was a non-factor. Matter of fact, Kayvon Wallace made a great tackle. Irv Smith was their fourth leading receiver, but very close to their second leading receiver. Ruggs had two more catches than him as their second leading receiver. 44 catches for 710 yards and seven touchdowns on this season. The big 6'4", 241-pounder from New Orleans in a, let me do the game log with him. In games this season, for instance, in the Oklahoma game, he only had two catches for 19 yards. In the Georgia game, 3 for 35, Auburn 3 for 27, Mississippi State 5 for 70, LSU 4 for 64, Arkansas 2 for 123, A&M 4 for 74. He had 7 touchdown catches on the season against Clemson, 4 for only 43 and no touchdowns. He was kind of like the check down guy. He wasn't O.J. Howard, I can tell you that. So that was, I thought, a big key. And remember, that was a matchup key because Clemson, you didn't think they play a lot of nickel, and you thought it was going to be Isaiah Simmons and some of the safeties. I thought they did an awesome job of holding him intact. The other part of that is, where was Jalen Waddle? Jalen Waddle in these games, having huge games, 138 yards against Louisville, against Louisiana, 117 against Tennessee. He was 113 in the SEC championship game. He had 25 yards receiving against Clemson. Against Georgia, 4 for 113 and a touchdown. Against Clemson, 2 for 25. Jalen Waddle, not a big factor. Matter of fact, all those guys. I mean, I'm looking. Henry Ruggs was their second leading receiver this year. And a guy that you worried about. Caught 46 balls this year. Against Clemson, one catch for 3 yards. Tigers did a great job against Tua and that great group of wide receivers. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let me speak to you industrial sites now. You might be saying, wait a minute, man, we can't do our whole industrial site. You don't have to. They can do your meeting rooms, your break rooms. They can do any rooms, extra spaces that you might have that you might have different spills in. Not just your whole facility, but just parts of your facility. Maybe your foyer, your showroom area type thing. You know, your car dealers, you're bringing these nice new-looking cars in. You don't want to put it just on a concrete floor or whatever. Let them come in and not like a painted floor. Let them give that high-performance deal. You have your logo down there. Have your colors down there. Make that place just pop. I'm looking now at their website, and some of these beautiful commercial and industrial sites look awesome. Take care of it. Let them take care of you. Call them today. It is our wonderful friends, Carolina Flooring Specialists. It's a no-obligation phone call. 404-8158, 404-8158 is my friends at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Before I break quickly, have you seen some of this national championship gear you get now?
No.
Where you get the two national championship scepters in the upper corner of your shirts now?
The two trophies?
Yeah, because you get like, you know, Ohio State gets one, Alabama gets two of those, and Clemson gets two of those.
How about that?
Yeah, can't beat that. Josh Williams will review the national championship, preview the college or the NFL playoffs after a short break.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold
all season long.
He cuts it to the 15, he's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, and up in the end zone, and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him. It's at the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
the Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history, national champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Did you know you can spray Lionex on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lionex it.
Call us today at Lionex of Anderson.
A new year means great new opportunities to save big at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Like a 2019 Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Lease today for just $199 a month. Just another example why we always say cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Get to George Coleman Ford and drive home today in your new Escape SE with Sync and Ford Pass. Trust me, you'll thank me later.
4200, do it sign. 3 year, 10,500 mile lease with approved credit. Offer good through April 1st, 2019.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility On Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah.
You know, it took me a long, long, long time to find someone who has good hair like you, and Josh Williams has that. He's going to join us now on Roosters and RoostersMGC.com. Get in touch with him. Told you, everybody around here has bad hair except for Zach and John Hyde's got good hair. Anybody else? Does it? Josh has it good. The American Barbershop is back. Let the ladies take care of the modern style barbershop is back. Do yourself a favor. Treat yourself. Pelham Road over in Greenville. I get great comments. Ladies love your hair, guys. You don't look good, but your hair looks better at going to Roosters. RoosterSMGC.com. Some refer a friend programs. Some great special programs over there. Customer loyalty type stuff. To make your appointment, 884-8920. 884-8920 is Roosters MGC. That's Roosters Men's Grooming Center. RoostersMGC.com. And Josh, I got to tell you, man, of all the things you do, you got some good hair, buddy. I don't know what else you got going for you, but you do have some pretty decent hair. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
We are blessed. I want to review a little bit of the national championship game and your thoughts on it. And first part of that is explosive plays on third down for Clemson and how big that was for the Tigers Monday night.
Yeah, going into the game, one of the props that I kind of highlighted that we didn't get to the other day was the longest touchdown scored. It opened at like 52.5 and kind of bounced around. I think it settled around 54. But Chris Felica from College Game Day said going into Monday night, the last 3 years, there's been 10 touchdowns of 30 yards or longer and 6 of 50 yards or longer in the title game. And looking back at that, I think, to my knowledge, Clemson had only contributed one of those, I believe. The very first one they scored in the national championship in 15 was a Renfro 31-yard touchdown. So it seemed like half of those were O.J. Howard. So that was the one thing, I guess, going into the game, I was kind of concerned with that Clemson had not been able to hit the explosive play against Alabama in the championship game, at least, and had been limited and basically had long drives. And this team this year seems really, really built on explosive plays, and obviously it came to fruition the other night. But I saw a tweet a couple of days ago that said prior to the final drive that ran out the clock, well over 60% of Clemson's total yardage had come from Trevor Lawrence passes that happened on 3rd and 5+ yards to go. So prior to that final drive, 235 of the 388 yards had come on third down passes.
And on the other side of it, I want to get your thoughts about how they confused Tua, but not, as part of that, Alabama's offense this year has been all chunk plays. And normally they ground and pound, but this was a different Alabama offense. We talked about chunk plays being a difference. How important was it to stop that, and how important was it, and how did they confuse Tua?
Yeah, definitely. That was one thing that had really kind of stuck out to me in watching Tua, particularly, where it really kind of came to light was the Georgia game, and that I think he really does, based on defensive formation and a lot, he really does kind of predetermine where a lot of his throws are going. And you saw that right away. First time they had the ball, he looked at formation, diagnosed it, and boom, it ends up in a pick six. So, obviously Venables and those guys did a commendable job there. And that was really the one question mark, really, on the Clemson defensive side was, they have been susceptible at times to some big plays, and particularly to the type of receivers that Alabama could offer out of the slot. You were talking about Jalen Waddle a while ago. I really kind of expected that he would be a definite weapon that they would try to exploit in that game out of the slot. But he was a virtual non-factor.
Yeah, and really all those guys, for the most part, outside the one long catch to Judy, two to Judy, one was a push-off in there, but the two to Jerry Judy, the other guys were held under that way. And really confusing, too, a post-snap was a big part of that. How about Dabo's demeanor? I know you want to make a point about what you saw from Dabo Swinney Monday night.
Yeah, they cut to Dabo, get a little quick snippet before kickoff, and he's always cracking a smile saying, oh, we're happy to be here. This is what it's all about, that kind of thing. Not Monday night. It was completely different, and it was laser-focused, no smile, all business. And, kind of right at that point, I said, man, I think we're going to win this game. These guys are so locked in. I don't think they're going to know what hit them.
You know, Josh, these programs are completely different. And one of those differences in the program is that Dabo's having continuity on his staff and limiting that turnover on the other side of it. We're seeing it again, three or maybe four or five guys when it's all said and done. Last year, Saban had to replace six guys. I made a statement at that point in time, it's going to be hard to do that. Now, the talent level is the most important thing, but Saban's staff turnover appeared to be a factor in the game.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it going into the game was, you know, virtually a week to prepare. You know, you don't think this Clemson offense, so to speak, it's not that much different than what they faced with Alabama faced against Watson in 15 and 16 and whatnot. I mean, last year's was different, but it wasn't that different. But on the Alabama side, this offense and what they do with Tua is completely different than what Clemson had faced in either the previous three meetings. And obviously a lot of that's the quarterback and what he can do and the others couldn't. But that was one area that I thought might have benefited Alabama a little bit, just that, you know, Clemson had so much new stuff to prepare for them versus on the flip side, you know, maybe it wasn't quite as much. I mean, obviously we know they're more dynamic with Trevor throwing and stretching the field, but basically, Clemson made it look like they had been preparing for the game for like a month, and Alabama had like a week. And maybe that is kind of a result of some of that turnover, and some of that new staff continually every year just kind of finally catching up to them.
Yeah, in the three games that they played in the national championship, Clemson puts up 40, 35, and 44 with only a week to prepare for Clemson. And the one time he gave Saban more than a week, then, you know, they shut Clemson down to 6 points last year. That was a huge favor, a huge factor. So maybe now the most important part of playing Alabama is the seedings, maybe, in moving forward. Clemson, Virginia basketball, boy, a very, very difficult task for the Tigers tomorrow.
Yeah, I went back and looked at the two meetings last year, and obviously the first one was at Virginia in January, and that was the first game right after Dante Grantham had torn his ACL. And that obviously it was kind of a throwaway game. You only scored 36 points, but, you know, they did limit Virginia to 61. So the two meetings last year, you know, at Virginia and in the ACC tournament, you know, Virginia scored 61 and 64 points. So it wasn't that much difference there. But looking at it, in the first meeting, you know, the Tigers were 3-20 from three-point range, and they had 19 turnovers. And kind of the big three of Reed, Mitchell, and Thomas combined for a total of 8 points. You know, Reed was 3-10 from the floor. Mitchell didn't make a shot, and Thomas only had 3 field goal attempts. When you kind of fast forward to the ACC tournament, it was a much closer game. It was 64-58. Still didn't shoot it well from three, only 5 out of 25. What the biggest difference was, they attacked the basket a little bit more, pressed the issue, and they got to the free throw line. They were 19 out of 22 shooting free throws there in that tournament game, and that kind of offset some, you know, Reed had another bad performance again. They really key on him, as you'd expect, but even in the ACC tournament game, he was 2 out of 14, only 1 of 10 from three-point range and had 6 points. But Mitchell and Thomas both had much better games, scoring 18 and 15. So, I mean, the way to beat Virginia is you got to have, as you saw kind of in the NCAA tournament, you got to have some dynamic guards that can kind of break down some of that defense a little bit and attack and force the issue. But you're going to have some guys step up outside of probably Mitchell and Reed and make some outside shots. I mean, you're probably going to have to make 7 or 8, you know, to feel like you have a good chance, and that's always a tough task against them.
Not getting any bench support right now. The bench has not been strong, and at some point in time that has to change. Hey, I've got a minute and a half, maybe. NFL thoughts for NFL playoffs coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I think we're kind of seeing a shift here in how it's obviously it's getting more like college, but it's shift to where one of the analytics based methods in Football Outsiders does in DVOA is where they do and they evaluate every play from every team and compare it to like a league baseline. And but it's also adjusted based on the quality of opponent and basically the situation, meaning that, you know, 5 yard rush on 3rd and 4 is worth more than a 5 yard scramble on 3rd and 12. So when you look at that in the offense and defense rankings for these teams going into the playoffs, the top five offenses out of the 8 teams left, the top 5 offenses in terms of DVOA are still alive. Obviously, Kansas City, the Rams, Chargers, Saints, and Patriots. The top 7 defenses in the adjusted DVOA rankings are all eliminated, the Chargers being the top one still available. So I think you're seeing that paradigm shift where the offense is mainly the key now, and you can get by with even just an average defense, and that's kind of even being reflected in these head coaching hires that have been made the last couple of weeks. You know, there's been 6 of them been hired, and 5 out of 6 have been offensive head coaches.
Yeah, we see it in college as well. Hey, but I got to get top of the hour as usual. That's great stuff. Let's talk next week, a little more college stuff, some NFL playoff stuff, some college basketball stuff. I can't thank you enough, brother. Can't wait to see you soon, man.
Sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
That's our good friend Josh Williams. The college game looks like that, too. It's about offense right now. And the athletes in space. A break. We'll come back. Jinx.